Yeah, and any storms that do form will be very isolated in nature, few and far between. Not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. In Hope Hall, authorities are investigating a fatal shooting. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office confirmed that one person is dead after the Saturday night shooting, and two others, including a child, suffered non-life-threatening injuries. So far, no word on any arrests, and the shooting is still under investigation. Authorities say a woman is dead after a boating accident on the Coosa River early Saturday morning. 32-year-old Krista Elliott of Wetumpka was a passenger in a boat that hit a tree hanging over the river. The operator of the boat was not harmed. Starting today through July 21st, you can expect to see more police presence on the roads on Alabama's highways. ALEA and local law enforcement are kicking off Operation Southern Shield. It's a speed enforcement campaign throughout Alabama and 4 other southern states. Police have handed out over 5,000 speeding tickets during the previous years. Those are your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, visit our website, alabamanews.net. I'm Jalea Brooks for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Across Louisiana and 6 other states, there are still concerns about flash flooding as now Tropical Depression Barry slowly creeps northward.
President Trump trying to stoke conflict between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and 4 minority liberal congresswomen, tweeting, "Go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came."
Amazon's biggest sale of the year.
You don't need to go shopping anymore. You just go to Amazon Prime.
And this year, the online retailer is extending its sale to 2 days.
Authorities say the body of 75-year-old Sadie Roberts Joseph, founder of the city's African American Museum, was discovered in the trunk of a car.
New York City is back in business now after a blackout. Questions remain about what could have caused such a big outage.
The threat of immigration raids have yet to show up in force. New York's mayor tweeting, "No confirmed ICE activity."
Novak Djokovic defeating Roger Federer, winning his 5th Wimbledon crown in a 5-set thriller. The marathon match lasting just shy of 5 hours.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Wow, we're back. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out right, 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Highly recommend to go down there now. They're at their their cup is running over of all the great foods that they've got, whether it's peaches, Slocum tomatoes, the sweet corn is great. The peppers are delicious. They've got cakes, breads, pies. Oh, they have an apple pie that is unbelievable. Put it in the microwave and heat it up just for 2 minutes and then put a scoop of vanilla ice cream on it.
That sounds good.
I don't know what they did to those apples, but they are awesome. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Josh. Josh, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan.
Welcome back.
Yes, sir. I was saying is I basically, marinated them in Italian dressing. That's kind of a easy out. You can do, 2-to-1 ratio of red wine vinegar to olive oil and achieve the same tartiness, but grilled those.
I use Italian dressing for a lot of marinades. I marinate my peppers and onions in that.
Oh, it's really good. That's, matter of fact, what I did was I put the cast iron on and put a little bit of bacon fat in there and had okra kernels that were already olive oil coated and salt and pepper, threw them in there, got them crispy, pulled them off. Add corn, and this is an interesting way to do it. I'm sure a lot of your listeners know how to do it, but just taking the husk off of it, pull the silk out of it, leave the husk, Duke's mayonnaise, cover the whole cob of the corn, Duke's mayonnaise, your salt and pepper, you can throw some little Tony's Sashrooms, whatever. But you have to soak the corn first, I guess, prior to that.
I did not know that. I did the mayonnaise and then put the the mesa on it and then put a little bit of chili powder on it, and it was really good.
Yeah, that's the same way we did. You got to make sure it's moist, the husk don't catch a fire. People kind of turn the nose up to the mayonnaise, but it's an actual...
No, it has incredible taste to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And people just... it's an easy something to make delicious corn. Throw it on the grill and it's delicious. But yeah, it turned out all right. So, like I said, I just wanted to give you a call and holler at you while I was up here, and we're going to head back down to the beach here in a few hours.
Well, drop by and pick up some fun stuff at Sweet Creek Farm Market.
I will, because I'll be on the east side of town, so I'll head that way. I appreciate it, Dan.
Thanks, Josh. Always good to talk to you. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. Let's do this AI discussion here. This was NBC Nightly News. Also, Richard Engel is one of the presenters here. But Richard Engel did another piece, but I couldn't get a copy where I could pull the audio of it off. But this was NBC Nightly News talking about artificial intelligence in China.
Tonight, a rare look inside China at how that country is using cutting-edge artificial intelligence not only to try to boost its economy, but also to keep an eye on its own people. Chief Foreign Correspondent Richard Engel shows us how.
Tonight, China is sparing no expense to dominate the world of artificial intelligence. Though much of the technology was developed in the United States, President Xi Jinping wants China to be the world's AI leader by 2030. Officials showed us this sprawling port where, thanks to AI, human workers are being replaced.
These automatic cranes are dropping off containers onto driverless cars.
Yes.
Those little blue trucks.
Yeah, so this truck orders a little driver coming. Just the platform.
And while Americans encounter AI every day, with companies like Amazon and Netflix using it to rank products based on what we've bought and watched, China is now using AI to rank its people.
There are an estimated 200 million surveillance cameras in China, and now they not only know where you are, they know who you are.
Many of the surveillance cameras feed into an AI system, which can not only recognize your face, but bring up your name, your social media activity, financial status, and criminal record.
Ooh. Okay, but here's the interesting part of what we're going to learn next. And we briefly talked about this on the show one time, but what your social score is.
And I don't know if I just missed it in that clip, but the one thing I've seen is this now camera technology, and this stuff I'm sure has been out for a while, but you're talking about surveillance cameras that can look from, you know, a few thousand feet in the air. They're posted on some of the highest buildings.
Right, that was in that story.
Yeah, yeah. It's out there, the God's eye. You can go look at it, folks. There are images taken from those. You can really zoom in down to the street level.
And so somebody's walking down the street, and they're kind of, you know, going through and looking at everybody's face and see who all these people are.
Right.
This is some scary stuff. This is in the second part of the story.
The AI calculates what's called a social credit score. If your score drops too low, you're denied access to airports and trains.
The Chinese government is using artificial intelligence, and in particular the rapid and substantial and impressive advances they've made in facial recognition, as a way to monitor people.
Chinese authorities are using AI-powered facial recognition to help pick out an ethnic group of Muslims known as Uyghurs, and have sent upwards of 1 million Uyghurs to controversial re-education camps. This week, 22 nations urged China to stop what they call arbitrary detentions. China says it's part of a war on terror.
They've used AI to create more of a police state in China.
China is investing in a technology it believes will drive the global economy for decades to come, and which allows the Communist Party to monitor its population on a scale never before seen in human history.
And Richard, you know, the focus here, of course, has been on the trade war with China, but I understand they're taking a broader, deeper view.
Yeah, of course, the trade war is important, has economic implications, but it's short term. In China, time and time again, we were told that there is a national mission now to overtake the United States, and the AI piece is just part of it.
Okay, so as we start learning about this FISA application and some of the things the CIA and FBI does, when you start talking about AI and getting in the hands of the wrong person, that could be scary.
Yes.
Because this isn't going through a court system. This is mining databases. And the other part is that are things like your camera and your computer. I'm not a big conspiracy person, but do people start doing facial recognition for that and who you are? And what are the limits that somebody like Google has on that? Because I see none that are out there. I mean, it's all self-policing. That should scare the yin-yang out of you. Then I'll bring that to the table here, let you guys get something to think about.
I mean, the technology and the capabilities of the technology itself is a bit unnerving, but that doesn't scare me as much as the combination of that unnerving technology with a government that has no checks on it and no sense of protecting liberty. So it's one thing.
And then they do this in the name of security.
Right, right. And it's one thing for Google to have this capability. Again, it's unnerving. I'm not saying, oh, yeah, fine. But it's a little different than the Chinese government themselves employing this tech. Because it does make sense to me, though. If you look at China's history and what China's all about, they want you to be, every aspect of life is interlocked into the other. So are you a good person to yourself? Are you a good person to your family? Are you good to the community, the immediate community? Are you good to the nation? Are you good to the dear leader? In this case, president for life, President Xi. It sort of makes sense in a way. But of course, good is going to be defined by the Communist Party, not by each person.
But imagine what happens is if you if you're not a good person, then you can't get on the trains.
Right.
So then you kind of start spiraling down, or you can't buy gas.
Well, in a way, that just seems like, even if you are totalitarian-minded, that seems like a non-productive way of doing things, because people can change. So, like,
well, that's what they're doing. They're waiting. When you change, then you get gas and mm-hmm. a ride on the train.
Yeah, but how do you change if you don't have the opportunities to even, you know, move or, you know, get a job? Or
well, they actually, and I was, another story that I read off of this is that these cameras are looking out and watching how people are treating other people.
Mm.
So if you're doing an act of kindness, the camera catches you and raises your social score up. So you're helping a little old lady across the street, or in my case, a little old man, and you're helping them across the street, then they see that and they give you bonus points for that. So then you have all these random acts of kindness that are happening out there. so that people can get better points.
It reminds me of what my godfather...
Is this Orwell, by any chance?
To a degree, but it reminds me of what my godfather said when he was working for, I think, Coach Hastings at JD. The big eye in the sky doesn't lie, son. And I know that's from Bear Bryant, too. And it's one thing when it's, you know, a coach looking at the film on the field. It is definitely the panopticon. Orwell, and to a degree, Aldous Huxley in A Brave New World. Freaky, freaky stuff. I mean, this technology was bound to arrive, but to see it combined with political power and used by, you know, one-party rule in China, it's disturbing. Hopefully nothing like that ever comes close to here.
I hope not, but it's out there, guys. Let me tell you something. The big thing out there is the OIT, the other internet thing, and AI. Those are the two big things. Whenever I see a stock, that's one of the things I'm looking for.
Well, and I said something just a second ago, the big guy in the sky doesn't lie. Yeah, maybe when it's just football film, but the big guy in the sky can easily lie. And that's the whole point of having that sort of power. It's one thing to watch people in every aspect of their lives, but you could also manipulate that data.
Well, especially with this new artificial intelligence that takes a picture of Joey and has you saying things that you don't really say.
Right.
Because there's an actor that's acting it out, and they're superimposing your facial features on that person.
Right.
Brave New World. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is the sound of a blizzard from the amazing DQ Summer Blizzard menu with 7 flavors, like new Sour Patch Kids, which sounds like the first home run of summer.
Yahoo!
Your first cannonball.
Yahoo!
Or your first road trip to the Grand Canyon.
Yahoo!
That's what the DQ Summer Blizzard menu really sounds like, with exciting flavors like new Sour Patch Kids and favorites like brownie dough. DQ, happy tastes good.
Yahoo!
At participating locations.
Pros do it right to take their business to the next level by relying on trusted brands to get the job done. Lowe's is here to help and help you save. For your next stain job, get a gallon of Valspar One Coat Transparent Stain Plus Sealer starting at $35.98. And we now offer the Little Giant King Combo Ladder, the world's first step, extension, and leaning ladder, giving you the flexibility to do just about any job for only $159. For trusted brands that make the job easier, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's, U.S. only.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box store, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to our old friend Scott Simmons. Scott, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how you doing, man?
I am really good, my friend, and how are you?
I'm doing good, doing good. I was, this AI makes me think of how jobs are going to be seriously affected.
Absolutely.
And I make a living on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been heavily involved in everything that has to do with selling on Amazon. And so I keep a real close eye on all their technology, all the stuff that's coming out that they're pursuing. And politically, what I'm seeing is this Andrew Yang on the Democrat side.
Yes.
Is poised to be in position one or two campaigns later, because he's actually made it to the big stage from a relative unknown. And one of the big things he's pushing is an automatic wage where the government pays people a certain amount of money every month.
UBI, Universal Basic Income, yeah.
Universal Basic Income, that's it. And so he's early, but he's not really early. He's setting the table for somebody like himself to be even to run as an independent in the future, talking about universal basic income and being the guy who has brought the topic to national politics.
That's a good point. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing how he's going to do in this next debate, which you're right. He's right now in on that. He's one of now, I think it's only 8 people who will be on the stage.
Well, and he has to answer a lot of questions about it, Scott, but he's not lying that it does pique the interest of a lot of different people, not just those on the left. And it piques my interest as a libertarian, because if you read Milton Friedman and like Friedrich Hayek and all these guys, they said if you're going to have a welfare system that gives a safety net to folks, they would prefer that sort of system where it's just a direct...
But it's getting rid of all of the other parts.
Yes, and that would include getting rid of all the other parts of the safety net.
Which people are not...
Well, I am extremely conservative, and I don't see a way around it, to be honest with you. I don't, because I think the jobs are going to... What you reported about China, about the ship unloading the containers, putting them on vehicles that are driving themselves.
Right.
That in 5 years, in 10 years, people won't be getting driver's licenses. You know, it's going to happen in small pockets, and then it's going to multiply so fast. Your head's going to spin. And so, from deliveries of everything you could imagine, because like I said, I'm in that business where we're talking about deliveries. But when you can start putting a truck on the road for 24 hours a day because it doesn't have drivers driving it, And you can suddenly almost run across the whole country in one day in that truck.
Right.
It's just going to change things. It's going to take away a lot of jobs. And I don't think everybody's going to learn how to code. So, you know.
Well, but then on the other side, it may be creating a lot of jobs. What it does is taking a truck driver job away, but then there's the trucks, because you have more out there, and coordinating all of that, and then repairing those trucks, and then because you're moving more merchandise and you have more consumption, and you have dropping, I mean, there are all sorts of you know, three, four, 5 degrees of separation. I'm not as scared of automation as I am, what are we going to do with it, and how much is it going to improve? For example, I'm a financial advisor. Automation is big time in my business, and your ability to watch and track stocks is so much easier than it was just 3 years ago. It's incredible.
Sure.
And well, that makes it where I make better decisions now.
It does. It right. But if you look at all of the medium to lower skilled, lower wage earners, those are the jobs that are getting eliminated.
Oh yeah.
You know, from the cashiers especially. I mean, we're talking big segments of our economy and people who will have nowhere to turn for employment except when Amazon can only hire so many people, you know. So it's not, I mean, every industry is seeing it, from the medical to even the legal industry, because a computer makes a better decision than a person, than a lawyer does.
Yeah.
Most of the time. But it's coming in such a wave that a guy like Andrew Yang talking universal basic income starts to make sense to even conservatives.
Yeah.
So, all right. That's
absolutely. Yeah. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it. Newstone 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP, and we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts, and yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu.
I'm not happy with them.
President Trump doubling down on criticism of minority congresswomen he's been accused of sending a racist tweet about, telling the women, all but one born in the U.S., to go back to their own countries.
All I'm saying, they want to leave, they can leave. Now, it doesn't say leave forever.
The president at the White House hosting the Made in America product showcase, a highly classified military facility getting unwanted social media attention.
Over 1 million people have joined this Facebook group calling for people to
storm Area 51 to figure out what sort of extraterrestrial activity is going on in that region.
Fox's Carly Shimkus.
The Air Force released a statement saying Area 51 is an open training range for the U.S. Air Force
and discouraging anyone from entering the area. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
As the effects of Barry fades away from our area, we're returning to a more of a normal summertime forecast. Hot today with a high temperature in the lower 90s. A sun and cloud mix with scattered, spotty, random showers and thunderstorms, primarily in the afternoon and evening. Tonight's low 74. Then tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, how about middle 90s and triple-digit heat indices returning? Yeah, and any storms that do form will be very isolated in nature, few and far between. Not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is where we are. Yeah, we got so much to get to here. Tom Homan, H-O-M-A-N, former director of ICE, he testified before Congress last week, and it was, needless to say, a spirited debate. So this is Tom Homan, who was on Fox and Friends this morning. The first part of what you're going to hear is a segment that I added back into the piece because I didn't think Fox and Friends put together the story very well, but I put part of the confrontation in this so then it gets into the conversation. So listen in.
Of the many that you recommended family separation.
I recommended zero tolerance.
Which includes family separation.
The same as is whenever a U.S. citizen parent gets arrested when they're with a child.
Seeking asylum is legal.
If you want to seek asylum and go through the port of entry, do it the legal way.
You want to comment, and you seem frustrated.
I'm extremely frustrated.
Mr. Homan, I'm not calling on you, sir.
Of course not.
This is my time.
This isn't about
transparency. You're not at the border.
This is ridiculous.
You're not at the border right now. You're in a hearing room. It's my time.
How can you possibly allow this to happen under your watch? Do you not care? Is it because these children don't look like children that are around you? I don't get it.
First of all, your comments are disgusting. I've served my
country
34 years. So for you to sit there and insult my integrity and my love for my country and for children, that's why this whole thing needs to be fixed. And you're the member
of
Congress.
We agree on that.
Fix it.
Tom, have you calmed down yet from that hearing?
I did until you just showed that clip. someone called me a racist and said I didn't care about dying children. That's when I broke. That's when I, if you notice, I hesitated a minute before I started yelling because I was actually thinking about getting up and throwing that man a beating right there in the middle of the road.
Wow.
Because when you tell somebody that's spent their career saving lives that I don't care about dying children and I'm a racist, that's where I broke, and that's where I was. Yeah. I had enough.
Man, that was heated.
Wasn't that good?
And that's just a clip.
Yeah, that's just a clip, man. So I mean,
you got to go back and watch
it. It was serious. And you've seen this guy. I mean, he's a big old guy. And he wasn't putting up with it. And that squirmy congressman goes, You're not at the border.
God. What is that voice?
You're not there. You're here in the hearing room. Oh, man. Okay, so now Homan's going to say, change the law. And all this was just political theater that the Dems put together.
People don't like the laws, Tom. Change the laws. But that's Congress's job, and they're not doing their job.
Absolutely, and they didn't want to hear it. Look, this hearing wasn't about transparency, because every time the Democratic lawmakers say something that wasn't right, I try to interject and set the record straight. When the other witnesses thrown out data that was completely false, I try to interject. They didn't want to hear the truth. This was political theater. They wanted to push their narrative and not let me speak. So like halfway during the hearing, I say, no, enough. I'm going to interrupt. I'm going to interject. And they can throw me out if they want. But what they wanted by the personal attacks on me and the men and women of Border Patrol, they wanted me to get up and walk out. And I wasn't going to give that to them because I wanted, at halfway through the hearing, I says, okay, I'm not talking to them no more. I'm going to talk to the American people. Every response I give is going to go straight to the American people. And thank God Jim Jordan was in there because he fought for me to speak because, you know, the personal attacks. And they spent 5 minutes. That congressman that said you're not on the border and screaming at me, he spent 5 minutes berating the Border Patrol, ICE, and me. And when he was done, I wanted to respond, but he wouldn't allow me to respond. He started yelling at me, telling me to shut up, because he wanted to hear from an advocate sitting next to me that would support his false narrative.
So he didn't ask any questions of you. He just made a statement, then asked the guy who's going to support his point of view.
Absolutely. He spent 5 minutes berating the heroes on the Border Patrol and ICE and myself, and I wasn't allowed to respond because he wanted to talk to one of the people that would agree with his comments. That's what this hearing is all about, pushing a false narrative. When I walked in a room, you could cut the tension with a knife. The people behind me behaved themselves during the whole hearing until I spoke. Then they started standing up with their signs and stuff. Even the audience did not want me to speak. This was nothing but political theater to push a false narrative against this president, this administration, the heroes in ICE and Border Patrol, and I wasn't going to be silent. So they want to fight, I gave them one.
I like this guy. I tell you, there as far as the getting the narratives out there, Tom Homan, Mark Johnson, several people are doing a very good job with this, and they're getting the message out there. And it's starting to have an effect, because when you look at the tape of people acting the way they are, you kind of go, what in the world is going on with this thing? And listen to this next part of Tom Homan, and he's going to be talking about the story of the little girl here and some other things.
Tom, the only thing I could hope for is you're not there for a Republican or Democrat. You're there as a law enforcement official presenting a way. This is how you enforce the law. You said you were talking right to the American people. My hope is that the American people are listening, because no one in that room was listening. Do you get the sense, because I know law enforcement doesn't see red or blue, do you get the sense the American people understand where ICE stands and Border Patrol stands in this whole political mess?
I think a lot of them do, and I think we're educating more of them. Thanks to Fox Network, they're telling the truth and they're getting this out there. I've seen several of your stories this morning. We got to keep talking to the American people about the truth, because the left and the media controls everything. And other than Fox News, I don't know anybody else that wants to educate the American people on what's actually happening on that border. So I think we got to keep doing what we're doing. I was there in my time. I wasn't being paid to be there. Like you said, I wasn't the ICE director anymore. I went there because I was invited by Jim Jordan. I was hoping to tell the truth to the American people.
I like this guy a lot. Okay, now, during the hearing, he said, one of the congressmen, have you ever seen a small child that had died? And he told a story about that he was there, and there this 5-year-old, and his son at that time was 5 years old, and the child had died, perished, coming over the border in a hot truck. Now he's going to recount the story.
You told the story of the 5-year-old little boy. Will you tell the folks at home that story?
And I got called to a crime scene, and they flew me in. The Rangers kept the scene hot. When I showed up, there's 19 dead aliens that were in back of a tractor trailer. I stood in the back of that tractor trailer with 19 dead people at my feet. Think about that. And there's a 5-year-old little boy that suffocated in his father's arms. And his father was cradling him. His father also died. And I knelt down beside that child, because I had a 5-year-old child at the time. I said a prayer because I knew what was his last 30 minutes of life like. What did that little kid suffer? Could not breathe. The heat in that trailer was incredible. They're in a metal box.
Right.
And I knelt down because I had a 5-year-old son at the time. And you look around, you got all these dead people at your feet. I didn't sleep for a week. I mean, I thought about my own son.
Sure, and Tom,
I tried to make clear in that hearing. It wasn't about enforcing laws. I tried to tell these people that hearing. This isn't just about enforcing laws. It's about saving lives. When you talk about open borders and abolish ICE and free medical care, you entice more people to put themselves in the hands of criminal organizations, and they're going to die. 31% women are being raped. Children are dying. So I lost it at one point during hearing. I said, you understand people are dying, and you're sitting there making a political game out of this. You can fix this. You're Congress. You're the legislature. You spent 30 years failing the American people. How about fixing this and saving some lives?
Well said. He's good. And the reason he's good is because he's passionate about it. And he's feeling it. And you can feel that he's feeling it. They're not just using... Because when somebody's just kind of doing talking points, it comes across as a talking point. He's wearing this in his absolute heart.
It's been his life.
Yeah. He's actually seen it. So he's going to tell... He's going to actually tell them that they need to look in the mirror here.
And there was nothing hidden about what was happening at the border. 60 Minutes did a special, showed those same shots. We were there 2 weeks later, showed those same shots. But Democrats and certain high-profile Democrats go down there and start screaming about drinking out of toilets, which wasn't happening. And there are people saying, wow, look at what Donald Trump is covering up. It has nothing to do with him. They are overwhelmed, underfinanced, and will never be equipped to handle 500,000 people in 5 months. Ever.
And Brian, that's the main point I try to make in that hearing. This isn't the border patrol's fault. This is your fault. The Democratic leadership who failed to give the border patrol the supplemental funding they needed. Border patrol's been screaming for months. The acting secretary McElhinney's been screaming. Give us money so we can move these families and children into an HHS facility that's built for them and has a facility built for them and all the care they need, the doctors, the supplies. But Congress ignored it because Congress wanted to embarrass this president. They wanted to resist this president. So when I said in that hearing, you want to blame somebody for all this? Look in the mirror, because you're the ones that didn't fund this till it's too late. Now that they did fund it, kids are being moved in 72 hours. This is their problem, their failure, but they want to point their fingers at the men and women who strap a gun to their hip every day to defend this nation. It's insulting. It was just political theater at its worst.
Out of way. I like that. Okay, so we're supposed to have had all these ICE raids that happened this weekend. And so CBS is going to be talking about this and what happened and what didn't happen here.
Those racially tinged attacks on Democrats come as President Trump touts a large-scale plan to arrest thousands of undocumented immigrants with final deportation orders. It's off to a slow start, you could say. Immigration officials delayed raids scheduled to begin in 10 major cities yesterday, but the operation is expected to pick up this week. Manuel Bohorquez is at an ICE facility in South Florida with more on the story. Manuel, I guess the question now is, how are the immigration activists getting ready?
Well, Gail, good morning. They spent this weekend informing undocumented immigrants about their rights and what to do if confronted by an immigration officer. Now, many of those groups believe that officials may have delayed those sweeps yesterday because of all that heightened publicity around them. But they're warning immigrant families that the threat is ongoing.
Immigration activists around the country are springing into action to help those threatened by the planned deportation arrests.
We know our rights and we are organized.
The expected crackdown is causing concern in immigrant communities around the country and here in South Florida. Pastor Howard Hardin says he's encouraging his congregation to support one another.
I think everybody knows someone who's affected by this, and I think every church is the same.
Okay, so this is CBS, and there's kind of a thing that happened in Denver where they took down the American flag, they raised a Mexican flag at an ICE facility, and then took down a Blue Lives Matter flag, which is an American flag with blue stripes on it, turned it upside down, which is a sign of distress, and said, abolish ICE. They spray painted it on there and ran it at the flagpole. We'll get to that story and how a member of Congress responded to it. Let's continue on here.
So far, sources tell CBS News activity has been limited to New York City, where Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents knocked on doors this weekend, but there were no arrests. Immigration officials say about 1 million people in the country have removal orders. Acting ICE Director Matthew Albin said Sunday the operation targets those who pose a threat to public safety.
We are doing targeted enforcement actions against specific individuals who have had their day in immigration court and have been ordered removed by an immigration judge.
But some Democrats say publicizing the crackdown is the administration's attempt to instill fear.
It's not about getting people who are security risks deported. It's about scaring everyone in the country, and it is also about changing the news.
Some immigrants are seeking sanctuary in churches, including this one north of Los Angeles. This man didn't want to show his face on camera. He's afraid he'll be arrested in a sweep.
Well, I came here like 10 years ago, more than 10 years. Now is a very hard time for immigrants right now with this administration.
The American Civil Liberties Union is trying to block the mass deportation arrests. The organization has filed a lawsuit alleging they violate basic due process procedures and that many of the immigrants targeted may have not received the paperwork to appear in court in the first place.
They lost my homework type thing.
Mm-hmm.
News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we have more right after this.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can. Holding on to one another's hand. Trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground. And then you say, I think we're alone.
272-9228, that's where we are.
It doesn't seem to be. What around? I think we're
Let's go to this member of Congress who happened to be in, he's from Texas. His last name is Roy, Congressman Chip Roy. And he happened to be in Denver when this incident happened at this ICE facility that made a lot of news. I was kind of surprised how much CNN, MSNBC, and everybody was playing it. Fox certainly had it in their news wrap-up each hour, but the CNN, which was putting a lot of energy on the Roundup stuff, and then this on the hurricane coming onshore in Louisiana. But I want you to listen to this member of Congress. This guy is, he's serious. He is dead serious.
Outrage over the weekend after protesters took down an American flag outside of a Colorado ICE facility, and then they hoisted up Mexico's flag in its place. Look at that video right there. The demonstrators reportedly defaced a Blue Lives Matter flag as well. They spray painted it with a profane message on it and then turned it upside down and then hung it up.
I believe it said abolish ICE. That man right there is Congressman Chip Roy of Texas. He was touring that facility the day after the incident. He joins us right now live from Austin, Texas. So you were out in Colorado, a couple day seminar out there, and you heard about what happened at the ICE facility. Why'd you have to go over and take a look?
Yeah, well, I was out there at the Western Conservative Summit with some of my colleagues, and I happened to be visiting some family who live right near Aurora, and I saw the horrible news about what occurred, and I felt like I needed to go over there and see for myself what was at this facility. So I went over, and ICE was kind enough to give me a tour of the facility, walked through, and I saw what any American would see, which is a law enforcement entity that's doing their job, a facility that is clean, a facility that has medical facilities, that has ping pong tables, that has TVs set up. For 1,200 individuals, many of whom are criminals, 1,200 individuals from 57 countries around the world, only 29% of them are from Mexico, and then to have a bunch of people go in and attack this facility and rush the facility and pull down the flags, turn the American flag upside down, rise up the Mexican flag, that is offensive. And I was proud to see Americans who went by all day and dropped off American flags. I was proud to see the American flag flying, and I wanted to go by and show support and see what was actually happening. Because here's the thing, it is the lack of funding for ICE that the leftist radicals in Congress, the Democrats, that refuse to give the funding to ICE are causing the very problem they decry at the border. And it's offensive for them to support the kind of people that would do this to our law enforcement community.
I like it how absolute this guy is. He's right there, and he's very serious about this. I like it. So he's even going to be more absolute now. Listen to his very, very strong words.
Congressman, we do so many stories. We interview so many families that have lost their loved ones, their dads, their husbands, who are out there on the streets trying to protect all of us. And they come in here and their lives are changed forever. And they talk about what that American flag means to them. We see it draped over so many coffins, our men and women fighting overseas, and they come back. Moms and dads are without their kids and they're holding, you know, a folded flag. And that's what they have to remember their child. And then to see them deface the flag, take it down, hang up another country's flag in America. I mean, that the stars and stripes represent everybody that live here in America. That's what's so offensive. And then to see what they do to the law enforcement flag, I mean, isn't it just so outrageous? Thank you so much for going on your time off when you're visiting family, going to this conservative conference, and you had some downtime to visit with family, and you went over there to go speak out against this. What made you do that?
Well, it's exactly what you just said. I'm a former law enforcement. I'm a federal prosecutor. My grandfather's the chief of police of a small town in Texas. I stand with law enforcement. I don't know what my Democrat colleagues want to say, but I stand with American law enforcement. I stand for the rule of law. And I'm not going to watch the American flag getting trashed by a bunch of people who do not respect the United States of America. And if they don't like the United States of America, they are, of course, free to leave it. And I think it's important for us to stand up and make that message clear. Right. Let's remember that ICE is not the enemy. Cartels are the enemy, and the radical leftists in Congress and the radical leftists throughout this country that support cartels and that would dare to attack ICE, they're the problem. They're the ones that we need to be challenging every day. And I stand with ICE. Look, President Obama, he sent up a request for $760 million for ICE. And what did this president send up? He sent up $500 million, and the Democrats fought it. We need that money for ICE in order to deal with the problem at the border. As you just saw, Mark Morgan was on talking about the crisis at the border and where we have holding facilities because we have nowhere to put them because ICE is being maligned when they're the ones doing the job of stopping criminals and making sure that America is safe and figuring out a way to house people so that we can process them appropriately. And to have them be attacked, these are the folks that are keeping us safe. And I'm tired of it. The American people are tired of it. And my radical leftist colleagues in the House, they need to go home. They need to be sent home. And I'm glad the president is taking them on. The president is right to take them on. And we should make sure the American people know that that is the face of the Democrat Party. That is who needs to be sent home in 2020.
He's owned this. I mean, he's not sitting there reading something. I know that, and I can tell when somebody really owns something, and they really get into it. This guy owns his stuff. Do I have enough time for JD, or should we keep him?
I think you do.
JD, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. We're trying to fit you in here, buddy.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Good.
All right, I'm going to make it short and sweet. I'm going to tell you a little story so I can ask you a question. A long time ago, I learned how to DJ, and as I was learning how to DJ, I played a song. Now, the club housed 5,000 people. I had these people so hyped up that I wanted to take it to the next level. So I played a song, and it's irrelevant what the song is, but it went to take the people to the next level. They went ballistic. And the police officer came up to me that we had on-duty police officers that worked, some security for us. He said, if you ever do anything like that again, I'm going to give you a ticket for inciting a riot. I later asked him what he meant. He said, you knew the frame of mind that these people were in, and they have that mob mentality. He said, when you took it to the next level, he said, you could have got some people hurt. They would have just, as crazy as they got. And I started thinking, isn't that the same thing that some of these news outlets are doing? Why can't they get penalized for inciting this mob mentality?
Interesting point. The problem is the freedom of the press. But where was this club? What city?
That was actually out in Odessa, Texas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 5,000-person club is a pretty big club.
Well, and it sounds like you're doing your job right.
I was about to say, he's an excellent DJ. If that's what
I was trying to cause a riot, officer.
Well, no, what they do is these particular owners, they build clubs in cities that don't have anything around, so all the surrounding cities go to one spot. Hmm. They've got a country bar, karaoke, 80s, Latin, and Top 40, all different rooms. Pass by a bar to get to a bar. They've got it formulated.
My kind of place.
It's a pretty cool place. They've got a recording studio in Nashville, Tennessee, Graham's Brothers Entertainment. Great place to work for, but I'd move to Jacksonville and then move back to Montgomery. I just didn't understand why, I saw the officer's point. He said, you need to tone it down. But I don't see how, I understand the freedom of the press, but how you have politicians using the media to push false narrative or telling half truth and not the whole truth, and there's no penalization for it.
There's a difference of the freedom of the press and also it's a situation of what is their motivation that they're doing. You've got to prove intent with malice.
I mean, they're saying the right things to these kids' minds, and they're very, very easily manipulated, and they're going out and causing chaos. I think, something's got to come to a point that's got to stop.
Yeah, it's and the media wants disruption out there. They like that.
Well, it gives them something to broadcast, other than happy stories. But yeah. Either way,